All right, all right, all right. Coming to you live, baby, as always, from Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines, 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines. Come on by and say hi, as always. We'll be out here having some fun. So appreciate all of you out there. If you want to come on by and join us. By the way, they've got the Spring Into Performance sales event going on, and I'm checking out a fleet of brand new cars, certified pre-owned vehicles. The lot, again, is overflowing because they've got to park it in places where they don't have parking spots. So right now, you can get 1.9% financing for 36 months, and you can get on 2024 Integra, $299 a month, the RDX, $419 a month, and the MDX, $489 a month. They also have terrific certified pre-owned vehicles. You can check them out. If you own or lease an Acura, please come out here and see Mike Chan and Jordan Ferber. They do excellent work, and their service center is second to none. They've got a beautiful lobby there where you can relax, got a cafeteria and everything. If you want to order yourself a sandwich, a pastelito, some kind of a soft drink, whatever it is. They've got free water, complimentary water for you, a small little refrigerator there while you're waiting, TVs, everything, really comfortable. So if you're waiting for your oil change, tires, whatever it is you're doing, battery, whatever it is, you can, you know, wait for it comfortably here at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. They do a really nice job. And tell them that Big O sent you, man. They will take care of you, I promise you. They are the number one volume sales dealership in the Southeast United States. True Finn fan, thank you for the love and the super chat. He goes, I think Paul should do a podcast. Hashtag genius. Yep, that would be good. Dougie Fresh says, oh, I don't think the music group called The Beatles will ever get a gig. Also, Selma Hayek is too flat-chested. Oh, you want an investment? Facebook from Paul Wickham. Oh, I love it. Steven says, we had a limited fake Paul Wickham on the other side of the chat. It's actually Ryan Tannehill. What else? Paul Wickham stopped drinking if you think Tannehill is the reason the Titans were good. Oh, he sent another super chat. So tell me Tua playoff stats, Tannehill versus Tua. Those are the games that count. Oh, has Tua been to, like, you know, four or five playoff trips? He's been a one, dude. He's been a one. One in a terrible situation. So we'll see. We'll see when the as the career develops how it goes. I do know this. Tua is in the MVP talk the last 2 years. I don't think that you can say that about Ryan Tannehill. So I'll go with that. And I'll go with Tua, who won a national championship, whereas Tannehill was benched in college. He was moved to another position in college. So I'd be surprised if Greer picks O-line, he said. Again, last night, they're happy with the O-line. I can tell you this. By picking Chop Robinson, that tells me that there wasn't a lineman that they liked there, clearly, right? Because if there was a lineman that they liked better than Chop Robinson, they would have picked him. So you could be right. But then again, they might think, okay, the guys that were left at 21 weren't worthy of the pick, not Xavier. And so we're not going to go there. We're going to go Chop. This is the guy we like. This is the guy we target. Boom. But now when you roll around the second round, my friend, they might think it might be a value pick at that point with one of those linemen. So I understand the way you're looking at it. Okay, I'm going to disagree with you. Not like a Paul Wickman disagree. That's just, like, you know, terrible opinions. Your opinion is solid. I like it. I understand it. But I'm going to disagree that I still think there's a chance they could find, like, the guy he wants in the second round. I think that a Christian Hayes would be a responsible offensive line pick in the second round. The BB kid would be a responsible pick in the second round. So I think there's a possibility that they still could go lineman in the second round. Now, I also think they could go receiver, and they also could go defensive lineman, like D-tackle. Okay? And then trade down. So all of those scenarios are all there. And I understand. It's like the guy that chimed in last night about you can't have enough corners. And he was talking about, I think they could have taken a corner at 21. And I can't argue with that. I felt they weren't going to take a corner at 21 or a wide receiver or a quarterback. I think that those discussions were the corner's not as bad, but the receiver and the quarterback at 21, that's like stupid talk. That's just talk to just create talk. But I get the whole cornerback thing, just like I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to disagree. I think there's still a chance they could go lineman in the second round. I really do. Let's see. Miles Deep, let's start. What's up, my brother? Greetings, Owen Sean. Great win yesterday on both fronts. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Meanwhile, the vegan next to her is screaming about how many ducks were murdered making the tape. I don't know what that means. I guess it's to Dougie. Oh, yeah. What?
Dougie wrote, Paul's like the drunk Karen on the plane who's already duct taped to the seat and keeps yelling about her rights. And then I guess what you read was the response.
Oh, I see.
To Dougie.
I see. I see. Anyway, so all good. Paul just trying to create entertainment, I guess, where there isn't any. It's all good in the hood. Let's go with our 3A graphics sports calendar. Why don't we? Panthers last night, they got it done. 5-3, they take a commanding 3-0 lead on the Lightning in the best of 7 series. You know what I loved about watching that last night? Did you see how dejected the Tampa Bay Lightning players were on that bench? Like, they were legit dejected.
Yeah, because I think they played their game and thought they would win, and in the end...
But is it just me? But when I looked at their faces, they were like, we're screwed. There's no way we can beat these guys 4 straight. Yep. Like, they looked like overmatched. And like all of a sudden reality hit them. And I'm watching them, I'm like, wow, dude, like you can see how depressed they all of a sudden got. And when they scored that empty netter, and he made sure he got close enough to really bury the shit out of that. He was not going to miss. That was awesome. Tkachuk with 2 goals last night. Lorenz, by the way. How about Lorenz with that goal, man? What a pass. That was absolutely beautiful. Reinhardt with the goal. Forsling with 2 assists. Montour with the goal. That was just absolutely awesome, dude, yesterday. And listen, it's they've earned this. They've worked their way up the ladder, improving, taking their lumps. It's been so impressive how the Panthers have grown up as an organization under Viola and Sifu. So beautiful. And let me tell you, they have done things that are uncomfortable. To fire Dale Talon took some balls, okay? And to make the Tkachuk move and to make the Bob move years ago, and it did not work out early on. And now it took years later for the Bob move to start paying off for itself. You know, the things that they've done to improve themselves, just absolutely amazing, dude. Absolutely amazing. Game 4, by the way, will be Saturday at 4:00 there in Tampa. Saturday, the Heat are back in action on TNT at 6 o'clock. Game 3 of that series, it is tied at one game apiece. Also on Saturday on the pitch in New England, the Revolution will be hosting Inter Miami CF at 7:30. And tonight, the Marlins will start a set against the Nationals. The Marlins are 6-20, but the Nats are 10-14. This is the Suck Series. All right? Trevor Williams, who's 2-0 and a 2.91 ERA for the Nationals, taking on Jesus Luzardo, who's 0-2 and a 6.58.
Actually replaced that. Luzardo has been scratched.
Oh, he has?
Yes. I saw it come across. I can't find it.
All right. Doesn't matter.
Here it is.
The Suck Series.
He has elbow discomfort, so he is scratched from his scheduled start today.
You don't know who's replacing him with? That is your 3A Graphics sports calendar. Make sure you call Alan Blanco and the great people at 3A Graphics for some custom printing and embroidery. 786-618-1443.
Right-hander Anthony Maldonado will start Friday series opener in his place, making his big league debut. He's Miami's number 18 prospect with a 2.31 ERA with two saves and eight relief appearances for the AAA Jacksonville team this season.
Nice. Nice. Watch him lose two of three to these bums. It's crazy, man. It really is. Hunter lost season again. Just baffling. But anyway, I'm not going to bog the show down talking about baseball. That would be...
Did you see my boy Tony Khan last night during the draft?
No. What happened?
On Wednesday night, they did an angle where they pile-drivered him. And he was on the draft wearing the neck brace, selling his injuries.
Interesting.
With all that, and actually, Shad Khan made an appearance on AEW Wrestling to come out because his son was laid out. Because I guess everybody's in town for the draft, so
right.
It was at Daly's place where the Jacksonville, you know, the brain trust is there. Yeah, so that's where the matches were. That's kind of their home stadium for AEW because. Of course, they own it, so you can have it there whenever.
Right.
But, yeah, he went in and full sell job. Fantastic job by Tony Khan.
All right. I like it. I see you got Cutter's Edge Pro there. William Quigley and the great people. 954-472-0622. Tree trimming, removals, landscape design, outdoor lighting. Their synthetic turf is just absolutely, it's heaven. Heaven, folks. And I tell you all the time, if you have dogs, the artificial turf is the best for maintenance and everything. It is absolutely beautiful, man. So call our folks at Cutter's Edge Pro, 954-472-0622. And we might as well. We usually got to pick an MVP of the night, right? Well, let's go with our Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night.
Who's last night's MVP?
For your complete landscape solutions anywhere in South Florida, there's only one MVP. CuttersEdgePro.com.
Here's our CuttersEdgePro.com MVP of the night.
You know, he started the scoring last night. His name is Matthew Tkachuk. He ended up with two goals on the night. And I'm going to tell you, he's the MVP for many reasons. There's a lot of players. We can pick Reinhardt. We can pick Bob. We can pick Paul Maurice. We could pick the GM. We could pick the owners. We could pick a lot of people MVP because there's a lot of MVPs with the Florida Panthers. Okay? Tons of MVPs. Verhaeghe is as clutch as it gets. I could call him an MVP. I mean, seriously. But I'm going to go with Matthew Tkachuk because since he got here, he is the star you needed. He's the instigator. You know, when you talk about one of the things they used to say, Christian, well, the heart and soul of the defense. Well, Matthew Tkachuk is the heart and soul of the Panthers, okay? He is the pulse of the Panthers. And what I love about Matthew is if you need him to score, he scores. If you need him to be a pest, he can be a pest. If you need him to get physical, he'll get physical. If you need him to fight, he'll fight. And if you need him to assist, he will set his teammates up gladly. He has that Jimmy Butler quality to him, that he has a selflessness to him. But he knows the moment that he says, my team needs me to be selfish. You know, that trigger that Bam doesn't really have, he has that trigger because he's that guy. He's it. And I just want to give Matthew Tkachuk the love because I know he didn't get the amount of goals that Reinhardt did, but he got a bunch of assists and he played a great – he let the game and his team come to him. And he did exactly what his team needed. And I love that as a superstar, he can control himself to that level. Because considering how emotional he is, you would think that he would want all the power and the glory. But he's not really like that. It's interesting. You know? So, Matthew Tkachuk is my Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night.
The MVP of the night is brought to you by CuttersEdgePro.com. Servicing HOAs, condominiums, townhomes, commercial properties, corporate parks, and malls throughout South Florida. CuttersEdgePro.com, providing South Florida MVP performance every day of the year.
Got a dip again. Bitcoin down to 63,443. We're in the middle of a nice little drop right now. I like it. I like this. I think this is good, man. Every little drop is great before the next pop, because when it pops to 90, you're going to regret that you didn't take advantage of it. And I can't wait to show you what we have collected during this dip, because it's going to be just a beautiful example of it, man. So it's just, it's pretty cool. We've already collected like 4% of a Bitcoin throughout this dip. And it's, you're going to see, man. You're going to see. It's going to pop, and when it pops, I'm going to show you, and you're going to go, why do I have my money in the bank? You'll see. You will see. Let's see. What else do we have going on? I'll remember Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. Cash App or Venmo, and of course, you can also make a Bitcoin donation. We will be on Sunday, but I will wait till the end of the seventh round. I'm not going to come on. What do we have? We have a fifth and a sixth and a seventh, right? Right. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to come on after the fifth and then after the sixth and after the seventh. I'll wait till the seventh is done. I'll wait till the draft is done. So I know that Chris Greer is done. Is what I'll do, because you know you can't. You know he's wheeling and dealing constantly. He's probably doing it right now as we speak, trying to move into the early part of the second round or something. Who knows? What is crazy ass? So I'll wait till the seventh round is done, and I'll be on Saturday after that to recap. So look for that. Also, you know, subscribe, hit the notification bell. That way you know when we go on live. Okay, but I will be on tonight. After whatever happens. Okay. What happened now? What happened with Dolph Freaky?
Well, apparently, I don't know if anybody read it last night. You know, the draft got overcrowded. They had to stop.
Yeah,
the
so cool, man. They had 275,000 people there. I'm so happy for Lions fans, man.
Yep.
Really happy for you Lions fans. I doubt there's any Lions fans watching. But, man, you guys deserve as much happiness as possible. Yeah.
And that opening was pretty cool, by the way.
Yeah, it was a great opening, except for Goodell. He just doesn't act well. But they've been waiting over 70 years, dude. These people haven't smelled success since the 50s. So we're talking generation after generation after generation after generation. God bless you Lions fans, dude. You know, if the Dolphins can't win it this year, I don't mind if the Lions win it. I really don't. I will root for the Lions. If it's not my Dolphins. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, so I guess she was in Detroit for the draft.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, well, yeah.
They got hungry and they left for dinner and drinks. and they maxed out while they were there, so they were left outside the gate.
Oh, wow. Did she get in at all for the Dolphins pick?
I don't think so.
Oh, pobrecita. Yeah. She's so likable. Doll Freaky is as likable as it gets. She works so hard. She's a good mom, good wife.
And Finn Sasson was there. He was going to be the one walking out with
Big E was there.
Yeah.
Chris Barker was there. Yeah. What's it called? Oh, damn it. What's this guy's name now? Now I'm blanking. The one that puts on the mask.
That's Finn Sasson.
That's Finn Sasson.
Bob.
Bob. Exactly, Bob.
Finn Sasson, yeah.
Bob is Bob was there. He's always there.
Well, he was going to do the walkout. He got the card. I don't know if you saw the picture on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
He's got the pick.
Oh, okay.
But since Chop wasn't there, they left it off.
Okay.
But, yeah, he was, I think, elected by the doll. How are they doing it?
The fan base?
The fan base to
he's a good
do
dude,
the
man.
Card. So, yeah.
He's a good dude.
Very good dude.
Yeah, we got a lot of people.
No, our fan base
is Sports Babe was there too, you know, with her fiance, always by her side. I saw some of our hardcore doll fans that are there. I follow them all the time, so yeah, definitely. Let's see. Devin Jordan, thank you for the love on the Super Chat. Big O, did you see that the Eagles extended A.J. Brown? Maybe we can afford to keep Waddle and Hill. Do you listen to the show, Devin? Do you listen to the show? Remember, we're the only show ahead of all the writers in town, ahead of any podcast, ahead of any... Well, there's only one radio station left, but, I mean, those people don't even break wind on that station. We're the only ones that told you, right? We told you 2 years ahead of X, a year ahead of Byron. We're the only ones that told you that Wilkins would be gone. Have I not told you that Tyreek is gone? Tyreek's gone, my brother. He's done. It's over. Okay? Every indication that you see, they've given up on him. They won't tell you that. They'll never say that. But just... look at what's going on in the landscape. They've given up on him. Okay? Tyreek now is playing for himself this season because he needs to play for another team to pick him up. Okay? I'm 100%, I'm telling you. 100%. Okay? I don't miss on these things. I mean, the track record is there. All you got to do is watch, and it's all there. Nobody tells you somebody's going to get fired in the middle of a winning streak. Only I do that. Okay? So I'm just telling you, I'm pretty good about when people are going to get fired or released. I don't know, but... it's all there. And Tyreek Hill is playing his final season with the Miami Dolphins. There will be no Tyreek Hill in 2025. Unless the Dolphins are in the Super Bowl and deep in the playoffs, that is 2025. That's the only part of 2025 he will be with the Miami Dolphins. But in March of 2025, he will no longer be a Miami Dolphin. Okay? I promise you that, Devin Jordan. All right? So trust me on this. Trust me on this. If there's anyone you can trust me on this. Yes.
The Sportstradamus has spoken.
So there you go.
I just didn't want to cut you off in the middle of your thought before.
No, I mean, I appreciate it, but, you know, I'm just saying, it's just writing's all on the wall. I tell you guys this all the time. Watch. Really pay attention to what they're doing. They'll kind of tell you what they're doing. And that's it. They asked no money from him. They needed it badly. And Brandon Shore, brother, you know what? I'm an idiot. That's your Cutter's Edge Pro MVP. I got to give him one of those, too. Brandon Shore. He needed money from Tyreek badly, and he went and found cap space everywhere else but Tyreek. Because they are moving on. And next year is the window to move on. And since they can't control him off the field, because they can't, it's time. It's over. And so what Brandon Shore did this offseason was Andy Ellisberg genius-like. That it's the shit that we've seen from Andy for years now with the Heat. Same thing here, dude. What he did was absolutely magical. So give Brandon Shore our Cutter's Edge Pro MVP of the night. You got it?
The MVP of the night is brought to you by CuttersEdgePro.com. Servicing HOAs, condominiums, townhomes, commercial properties, corporate parks, and malls throughout South Florida. CuttersEdgePro.com, providing South Florida MVP performance every day of the year.
There you go. All right, let's talk a little Canes with the one and only in our Canes Where Miami Hurricanes report with Manny Navarro.
The viewpoints, statements, or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group, Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website.
If you're a Miami sports fan, there's only one store to go to, and that's Caneswear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CF, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2655 South University Drive in Davie, and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Caneswear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop.
Time for Canes fans to get what they want. Information, insight, and perspective. It's the Canes Where Miami Hurricanes Report with Manny Navarro. Exclusively on a Big O radio show. Here's Big O and insider Manny Navarro.
All right, the one and only Manny. Manny, before I go to you, Oz on the chat board, explain yourself, Orlando. Why do you think that about Tyreek? I already have, Oz. The show is there. You need to listen more often. We drop nuggets all throughout on the Dolphins constantly. I've already explained why Tyreek is gone at the end of the year. Okay? I do this all the time. And so I already did this with Flo. I did this with X. I told you X was gone 2 years ahead of time and Byron Jones a year ahead of time. So I have already explained that you did a segment already on it, right? You did a segment somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, it was the one where you were talking about the Tyreek needs to focus on the team.
Tyreek
team
needs
success.
To focus
a month
on,
ago.
Yeah, like a month ago. Okay? I already gave everybody. That's why everybody's kind of on the bandwagon now, the Tyreek thing, because we talked about it here on the show. He's gone. He's done. Okay? I've explained it over and over again. The writing's on the wall. It's over for him. I'm telling you. He is playing this year for someone else next year. That's why I also told you receivers in play tonight in the second round. All right, let's do it. Manny, just when you thought he was gone, nah, he sucks you right back in. We got Manny Diaz's protege with the Miami Dolphins, baby.
That's
how
right.
About that, Chop Robinson? And what do you think about that, huh? What'd you think? Because I got to tell you, my NFL guys love the hell out of this kid. I think
the only question with Chop is production, right? Because he didn't have gaudy numbers. But I think in terms of his raw ability and his skills and what he can do for this defense that's obviously had its issues with injuries on the defensive line and edge rush.
Yeah.
And the edge rusher position, like to me, it was the smart pick to make at 21. He was the best available, I think, at that position. And I think the Dolphins did a good job getting a guy who, but for all intents and purposes, real smart and I think good enough to fit in the scheme here and to be a solid I don't know, 8 to 10 year NFL starter, maybe with a couple Pro Bowls if things pan out the way you hope.
By the way, you know, kind of, I was dying to have you on because, you know, I love talking about things and then using different angles to kind of teach people, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have some questions about Chop Robinson. Okay, fine. Do you question Manny Diaz when he starts talking about defensive ends?
No.
How about
no,
that? When you start thinking about his history, right? Miami and now here Penn State and all that. That mother effer kind of knows that position. He seems to find people that know how to play that position. And we may not be convinced of him as a head coach or whatever, but there's no denial that he's one hell of a defensive coordinator. And if a Dolphin wants to at least feel a little better about Chop, well, if Manny Diaz is coaching his ass up and he's respected by others, there's a reason there. And so he has a nice track record already at the U with this. This is something that maybe translates a little bit, and maybe Dolphins should kind of maybe look a little bit more big picture at it and say, hey, maybe there is something more to Chop here, because if you add Manny Diaz to the mix and you're objective about it, Manny Diaz, the D coordinator, you got to say, well, wait a minute, hold on. Maybe there's something to this kid.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, and you know, you obviously, you know, Jalen Phillips, Greg Rousseau, two guys that were first rounders that came from his system.
The Quincy kid?
Yep. Yep. Quincy Roche, who was another solid player from Miami, an NFL guy. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys that came out of that defensive line in the last couple of years, and they came here in large part because of Manny Diaz and developed because of Manny Diaz. So to get another one of those Manny Diaz guys at that particular position, to me, I look at those results over anything else.
We have a Manny Diaz guy already.
Yeah, exactly. You already have one.
And you know, he's pretty damn like good. Nobody mentions this. Nobody talks about this. But of course, on this show, we're going to give you different angles. We're going to come from different. You know, like it's funny. Like I spun it on people today. You know, like when Tua got concussed, right? It's like, oh, well, a lot of people are like, oh, he should quit football, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, you should have told that to Sidney Crosby his first couple of years, and he would have never had a Hall of Fame career. He's still playing, and he's a first-ballot Hall of Famer, a couple championships. You know, that's what you would have taken away from. And it's funny because then I spun it the other way. I said, so all of you out there, you never have setbacks in life? You never have injuries? You never have health concerns? Brother, I've had a heart. I just went through an Achilles thing. I mean, you know, it's funny how we don't quit. We go forward and move ahead and fight through injuries and illnesses and setbacks. Yet we're so quick to tell players, oh, yeah, no, you need to quit. No, you're injury prone. You know, it's like, and you don't look at it the other way for us in life, that just like a player and just like a human being, you're going to have setbacks. Can you fight through them? Do you have the character, the determination and all that kind of stuff? And those are the measurables that you have to figure out with a player. Now, if their knee has deteriorated, well, now we can't do anything about that. You know what I'm saying? If he's got no cartilage, then, well, we can't do anything about that. But if he had an injury or here or there, if the guy is a quality person and knows how to get back, you can then trust the individual and take the chance.
Yeah, I think Jalen Phillips is sort of the perfect example of that, right? You think about his UCLA career, the neck injury from the accident that he was involved in, and you know, them telling him he shouldn't play football anymore, and the guy comes back, becomes an All-American at Miami, and is a first-round pick. So now he's dealing with the Achilles. I have no doubts that that guy is going to come back and be a stud still. So, I trust Manny Diaz guys on defense. There's no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I kind of, you know, I was so looking forward to having you on, because it's not directly Canes. Right. I know it's NFL draft, but it is Canes related. And then there's a DNA involved, even with the Dolphin draft pick, that kind of ties it to the Canes because of Manny Diaz and his propensity to find defensive ends. And so he, you know, maybe that makes Dolphins feel a little bit better, you know, overall. So when is the first Kane off the board? Does it happen at all tonight?
I think it's possible. I was looking at ESPN's best available.
Right.
And they have Cam Kitchens 80th. right now. So right. If you do the math, no, it's not going to happen tonight. He'll be a fourth rounder. I think that's the safe bet. But, you know, look, Cam is a bright guy. I think there's probably, you know, he's probably done a bunch of interviews with different teams. If anybody likes him and wants him in the third, somebody might need a safety, might take him in the third. So I think that's probably the most likely scenario.
Dolphins could trade down, get an extra third. Weaver yep. likes safeties. They need a third yep. safety.
Yeah, those are all possibilities, man. And you know what? Cam's one of those guys. He's not the fastest. But
he kind of fits what they would do.
Yeah.
Because yeah, really you does. Use Holland as your center, mm-hmm. and you bring him closer to the line. And right. so now he's covering not receivers, but he might be covering a tight end or a back, or he's rushing or helping you on the run and those kind of things. And I think then he becomes much more effective if he's playing mm-hmm. strong or closer to the line. He's like a half linebacker, half safety like.
Yeah. Yeah, right. absolutely.
Right.
And I think he's a guy that plays a lot on special teams, makes a lot of plays for NFL teams that way. And is just sort of a backup safety who maybe one day gets in the right situation and gets the opportunity to start and surprises people, right? And people say, man, where did he sort of come from? He was a fourth round pick and what did he do? But he had a great NFL career. So we see a lot of those guys, especially in the secondary.
Yeah. And again, Cam is a guy that we like him a lot. We saw him a lot, right? Now,
right.
Here's the funny shit, bro. So now when he goes to another team and another fan base that didn't watch him, well, you know, they're drafting him on potential, right? Because he can grow into it. It's funny, right? But now we have Dolphins losing their minds because the current pick, Chop Robinson, didn't have 10 sacks last year. He had 4 or 5, I think it was, or whatever. But his pressures were through the freaking roof. And so they love that he's super disruptive and they think everything else will, you know, kind of work out. But again, they don't want to accept the potential of, you know, how much he can grow into it, but yet you'll accept Cam Kitchens because you were here in his backyard and you were watching him going, no, no, dude, that guy does some special shit at times that he could grow into one heck of a player. It's funny how you're willing to say it about Cam Kitchens, but not the guy you watched every day in Chop Robinson.
Oh, that again goes back to my opinion of Miami fans in general. They live in their own bubble. They don't sit there and really study the rest of the college football world.
Yeah.
And that's why I like working at The Athletic, because I feel like I get that perspective working with people all around the country that follow sports the same way I do. And, you know, I just think that's the issue we have here. We live in our bubble down here in South Florida. We don't really pay attention to anything else.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there, man. Anything else on the recruiting front?
Well, I mean, this is a big weekend for the transfer portal. They got a lot of guys down here, you know, over the next few days, even the beginning of next week, that they're sort of chasing. You know, they've had a couple guys leave. They need a defensive lineman after losing Jared Harrison Hunt. I think they need another experienced guy. They've got a couple guys from Michigan State coming in. Derek Harmon and Simeon Barrow Jr. are two guys that'll be, I guess, visiting early next week. There's an edge rusher from Tennessee, Tyler Barron, a guy who had a few sacks last year, I think 6 sacks. You know, one of the better edge rushers in the portal. And then, of course, Damian Martinez, the running back from Oregon State. Sam Brown, the receiver from Houston. Linebacker Jalen Alderman, who's a starter for Louisville. And then cornerback Diony Hill from Marshall. Those are all the guys that are sort of visiting here in the beginning today and the rest of the weekend. They're going to try to make an impression on. And, you know, right now I got them about 83 scholarships, so they're going to still have to probably cut a few more guys between now and the start of the fall. But I think, you know, those are guys like Zion Nelson who have injury history, right? They're basically don't have much of a career anymore. Guys who maybe are just academic guys that turn into students and don't play football anymore, which you see that happen at times with guys who just, you know. So I think they'll be fine in terms of space and people always worrying about, oh, they're going to be at 85. You know, who do they got to get rid of? I think they'll probably add 4 to 5 guys and cut maybe 2 or 3 more, and they'll be at the 85, and they'll have their team for the fall. Damian Martinez is the big pickup because they need a true number one running back with Mark Fletcher sort of dealing with the foot. So if they get him, I like where their squad is. I just don't think there's a lot of great DBs available. So this Diony Hill guy played in the system already for Lance Guidry and for Chevis Jackson at Marshall. and he was a 9-game starter last year. Yes, he's not a elite number one cornerback, but if he's your number three guy and you can count on him, then that's a good pickup.
Okay. All right. Good stuff there. What are you working on The Athletic so folks can check you out, my friend?
I just put out a new podcast yesterday with Carlos Ledo talking about everything we just talked about now, answering some questions about the NFL draft. This is an interesting stat I'll throw at you that I talked about in my podcast. There's been 6 Hurricanes drafted in the first round since Kenny Phillips. Miami had a 14-year streak of first-round picks that ended in 2008. Can you name all 6 Hurricanes who've gone in the first round since 2008?
Since 2008, all the first-rounders, Lord.
There's only 6 of them. There's not a lot.
I'm trying to think of one right now. Well, obviously Miami, Jalen Phillips is definitely one of them.
We mentioned the other one earlier.
Oh, Roche, yeah, Quincy Roche. No, he wasn't he was like a third. Oh no, he was a second. He was a second. The other Rousseau was a second. I'm pretty sure he was like the 50th pick.
Rousseau was a first rounder.
Oh, he was a first rounder. Okay, so there you go. So that's 2. So Rousseau and Phillips. Jesus. Let's see if the chat board can get it. I got to depend on the chat board now. Let me see. I'm trying to remember.
Since Phillips in 2008, there's been 6. I'll give you the positions, okay? One of them was a cornerback. One of them was a receiver. One of them was an offensive tackle. And one of them was a tight end.
Flowers is since 2008? No, that's before 2008.
Yeah, no. It is? No, he was since 2008. Eric Flowers counts. That's one.
Really? What year was it? Was it 2009 or something?
It was like 2010 or 11.
Okay.
Later on.
Okay, yeah, so that's Eric Flowers.
Yep.
No, Philip Dorsett a first rounder for New England?
Philip Dorsett, the last receiver that was a first rounder at Miami.
My God, yeah. No, Belichick is just really stupid with receivers. That's a good one, Chad and Joku.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
That's one.
That's right? 5.
That's 5.
So
that's 5.
How many do we have left?
More. We got one more, the cornerback.
The cornerback. You cheated? Oh, just say it. Artie Burns. Oh, my God. Pittsburgh, yes.
So, when I tell you that and you think about, go back to 2008 and say, those are Miami's 6 first-round picks, what does that tell you?
Yeah, no, it's bad. It hasn't been anything like the past.
It's startling, right? It's just like, God, man, like it's been such a bad run for them.
And a couple of mediocre first-rounders there, too.
Yeah. I mean, which of those guys is a star, right?
Yeah. Wow.
That's the kind of hole Mario is in, trying to change that much. Yeah.
What are you going to say, Sean? In 15? Right? Right? Go ahead.
In 15 and 21, that was 4 of those 6 picks. Those 2 drafts had 2 first-round picks from each.
Yep.
Oh. Wow. So it's 2 years mostly that had most of those picks out of since 2008.
Since 2008, there's only been 4 years where you've had first-round picks.
Wow. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah,
and I'll tell you, you compare it to the rest of the ACC, my colleague Carlos asked me on the podcast. He goes, where does that rank in the ACC? I go, I'll just say Louisville's ahead of Miami with more first-round picks. NC State.
FSU, Clemson, I'm sure.
Florida State. I mean, you can go through the list. Wow. It's pretty embarrassing.
That's bad, dude. Yeah, things haven't been good down here for a while, man. Big time. He's got a lot of work to do and to improve it, you know, overall. I'm with you there. All right. Follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. So you can get great info and insight as always, and subscribe to The Athletic. Manny, have a great weekend, my friend. We'll catch up on Tuesday.
You too, brother.
Thank you, sir. There you go. I am so glad we had him on. By the way, remember Caneswear, use our code BIGO10. You will get 10% off. If you go online and you order over $99, you will get free shipping. And you can use our code BIGO10 to get 10% off. So that's a double whammy. If you go in personally and you go see them there at 2566 South University Drive in Davie, right next to La Spada, well, then you can use our code BIGO10 so you can get 10% off at caneswear.com.
Welcome to Caneswear. New store, new items, same great experience. Family owned and operated since 2010, Caneswear has the latest merchandise from the Miami Hurricanes, Miami Dolphins, Florida Panthers, Inter Miami CF, and more. Come visit us at our store in Davie on University Drive, just south of 595, or online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot Miami fans shop.
A ride, a ride, a ride. I was dying to have Manny on because that's an angle nobody talked about. The Manny Diaz angle. And I don't know if it makes you feel any better. Maybe it doesn't. I don't care. Whatever. But Manny Diaz has a track record of knowing his defensive ends. Okay? He knows defense, dude. He can coach up defense. I don't want him anywhere near my team as a head coach. Okay? Maybe he might be a good head coach in a few more years with more experience. Maybe he was too young or wasn't ready for it. Who knows? But at the moment, I know this. He can be my defensive coordinator anytime. And when you start thinking about the defensive ends, he has an eye for it. He must know something about this kid because he's been working with him for the last couple of years. You know? So I'm just wanted to throw that angle out there because I don't think anybody mentions that angle. You know? How does Cam Kitchens have any comparison to Chop? My point is, a lot of times you draft players all throughout the draft because you love. Okay, here's the analogy. All right, so Sean, you went to law school. And, you know, you interned and you did, you worked on some cases as a researcher and you did all that. And then a firm wants to hire you. Are you a good lawyer at that point? At that point.
I am, but most people know.
Exactly. Right. Okay. But I'm saying normal
right.
People.
No, we're not.
Not Sean Stanley. Normal people like me, okay, you're not a good lawyer. You're not there yet, but they see the potential. They saw the grades, the work ethic. They saw some of the stuff you did as a researcher, some of the stuff you did on your own, you know, small, you know, cases and all that. And they said, okay, this is a guy or a woman we can groom for bigger cases, corporate cases, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff, right? You get out of medical school, are you a finished and perfect doctor? There's no freaking way. And so we're all hired on potential. You do know that, right? Like when I first got to radio, the first week of radio, do you think I could sit and do what I do every day now for 2-3 hours and flow? In fact, there are people that are doing radio for 5, 10, and 20 years and still can't do what I do without breaking every 10 minutes for 8 more minutes. Okay? So you think I can do this 34 years ago? But somebody hired me and said, okay, he's got potential. He can grow into this. I can make him a producer. Then I can make him an update guy. And then I can make him a co-host. And then I can make him a host. You know, because that's kind of how it goes. So Chop Robinson, and of course, it doesn't matter who it is, Cam Kitchens or everything. Nobody is pretty much drafted and, oh, this guy's a finished product. We're ready to go. Let's take off. No, you're Drew Brees. You're going to have warts. You're going to go through hell, and then the light's going to go on, and then you're year five, and you're off and running, and you finally figured it out. But somebody drafted you on potential in the late first round, or early second, was it? Yeah, late first, early second, whatever the hell it was. You see what I'm saying? So that's where Chop Robinson and Cam Kitchens and, not Chop, and Orlando Alzigary and the rest of us have in common. You're never hired as a finished product, but I don't know where this attitude comes from with you people. Was Jason Taylor the Hall of Famer when he got out of Akron? Or was he a skinny kid that was getting runned over and was pushed around by tackles and was getting banged up and you know, he had to kind of grow into the position? Oh, yeah, exactly. He had to grow into the position. Zach Sealer was on somebody's practice squad. Christian Wilkins was a bust for a lot of you the first year. You know, a lot of you that wanted Christian Wilkins back and you're pissed at the team that they didn't sign him and they didn't give him $30 million a year and yada, 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 yada. Half those people are the people that used to rip the shit out of Christian Wilkins after year one. I heard it all the time. Oh, what a wasted picko. Can we let the kid grow? He's not a finished product. Perspective. It's what we do here. You know, instead of you trapped in your closed-minded ways of looking at it, we're going to open your mind and show you other things so you can kind of, okay, well, then maybe I can. You know, I'm not that convinced about Chop, but hey, dude, that Manny Diaz point, that's kind of interesting. Okay, so the Dolphin people like him, man, you hear good reports, but Manny Diaz has an eye for defensive ends. It's what we do here. We give you a perspective on this kind of stuff so you can look at it a little different. So that way you're not panicking about a cap crisis when there is no cap crisis. They hit on a lot of picks 2 years in a row. There's no way you're re-signing all of them. So they've decided to only sign the quarterback this year, and then the next wave of players are the ones they're signing. That's what's happening. It's not a cap crisis. It's fiscal decisions that you have to make. But in the short term, I can call it a cap crisis because it sells papers. It gets clicks. It gets you pissed off. So it fills the agenda of the media, even if it's misinformed and wrong. Anyway, Big O, been a Heat season ticket holder since 2003. The playoff game is Saturday, and so the Panthers versus Lightning game in Tampa. Logistics are there. I can attend the road playoff game on my bucket list. There you go. Good for you, Anthony. And I know you're hardcore, so I know you're going to love that. If you study psychologically and get your doctorate, you still a far away finish from a doctor in the field. Yeah, of course. And if you study psychology, are you going to be a great psychologist right from the get-go? No, dude. And are you going to be a great teacher when you get out of school and you go to your first classroom? No. They hired you on potential. And then now you will grow into hopefully being a great teacher. It's funny how, again, everything that we do, and then we treat these players completely by a different standard. We're not finished products, but they must be. We can fight through injuries and rehab, but they can't. They should quit, but we don't quit. It's interesting. I should tell Alan Blanco, oh, he tore a ligament off his quit, bro. Quit. Sell 3A graphics. Moosey, thank you for the love on the super chat, my brother. Very nice of you. We appreciate it immensely. I get it. People wanted to draft an old lineman. I'm all for protecting Tua, but I'm also tired of giving up 40 points to the Bills and Ravens every year. I'm 100% on board with this pick, and you got to get after the quarterback. So, anyway. Got to be honest. I was underwhelmed with the Chop pick. Well, Troy. Troy, negative? It'll be news when you're positive, Troy. Anyway, ruined my night, wanted us to fix the O-line and get Barton. There are far too many fair-weather fans in general. These are the same people that can or won't think long-term in financial or other avenues. Limited intelligence and immediate satisfaction. Yeah, it is the microwave society. Brett, you're a freaking monster. You nailed it. It's all about the microwave society. So, you know, Big O, our wide receiver replacing Jason Sanders, I think we can sign you with a broken foot or Ray Finkel. Yeah, I Jason Sanders and Cameron, what is it? The tight end that's been living here forever. Tanner Connor. Those two guys have been stealing money without a gun and a mask. Like, this is amazing. They're going on 3 years of just making it on the practice squad. That is just, that's beautiful, bro. Isn't it like 4.5 years for a pension? Or five? You got to start. Well, but wait a minute. Does it count on the practice? I don't know if it counts. I don't know all the rules in the practice squad, if that counts as a year of tenure. But these dudes are pretty close to a pension. If they could just make a roster for a year or two, and if those other years count, they're going to have pensions. Two guys that have done absolutely jack shit. That's amazing. Wes Schaefer says, with both starters probably won't be ready until midseason, Chop will be starting game one. The following season, they will release Chubb, and Chop will be his replacement. You know, you never know. I can't argue with intelligent fans. You know, when you bring something, it might be right, it might be wrong, but it's a super intelligent point. So, you know, Wes, we need more of you, buddy. We need more of you. Logical suggestions and conversations. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. By the way, we thank Larry Schlossberg and Pat Nasto, Tony Stampone, all the great people out here, and Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines, Mr. Zinn, of course, that has been a proud sponsor of our program, and we love it, and we appreciate it immensely. Of course, they've got great deals going on, the Spring Into Performance sales event. I mean, the lot is just overflowing, folks, so you can come on out here and pick the car you want, the color you want, the style you want. The RZX, by the way, the electric car, starting on Monday, you can sign up for it already. So if you want to start reserving your RZX and get the electric SUV that is coming, I will get mine in early 2025. Can't wait to get mine, baby. That's going to be a lot of fun to get mine, man. That is going to be fantastic. And it'll be close to my, because my Camry is 2020. So I think my buying of the car will be up, because I think it's like a 5 or 6 year payments. So it'll be pretty close when I turn it in. Yes, sir.
So on that, it's they must have at least 3 accrued seasons in the league on the 53-man roster.
Oh, 53. Okay.
So elevated, yeah, from the practice squad, IR or PUP for 3 regular season or playoff games in 1 season.
Oh, okay.
So now I don't know if
I don't know about Sanders or Connor 3 games each.
I don't know about 3. I know. I think he was 2 last year.
Yeah, maybe 2.
Year before.
Maybe so, 2, but not 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have
they're
not
off a little bit.
Yeah, so they're going to need to really earn their way to get that pension. We thank David Ferronis and Manny Navarro. Great conversations. We'll be back again tonight, folks. So we're doing a 2-hour gig today. Not going 3-4 hours today. Tonight we'll be back right after the Dolphins. It's kind of dangerous. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go right on before the second, but knowing Chris Greer, he could end up trading. And I might do 2 shows tonight, so you never know. But anyway, we'll be on tonight. It'll be about 20 minutes prior to our pick. So join us here. Hit the notification bell. That way you know when we're coming on. I appreciate all of you out there. Of course, stay strong, baby. Fins up. Go Heat. Go Panthers. Go Inter Miami. We'll see you tonight, same time, same place, same bat channel.